Welcome back, KID crew. As I mentioned, I'm really trying to focus on the fact that for a lot of people, the hustle and bustle and even the magic of Christmas can trigger a lot of pain. So I want to put this question out to you. If you're in that situation, I would love it if you would text some advice to 208-522-5900 so that I can share that. Because I think oftentimes people just aren't exactly sure how to proceed. And in not proceeding at all, sometimes that can be really more isolating. I believe a lot of times people just don't want to say the wrong thing or make it worse. So if you have had a moment in your life or if you're going through that right now where the holidays trigger loss and pain and heartache and loneliness, I would love it if you would just share some of the things that have been helpful so that we can pass that wisdom along, and perhaps that's going to help people who have loved ones that are in that situation right now know how to better navigate that, how to be a stronger source of support. For me, one of the things that I love about the Christmas season is watching Christmas movies. I love the powerful stories and watching those stories come to life. So I want to share with you some of my favorites, and I would love for you to share some of your favorite movies. Just text me your favorite movie to 208-522-5900. That will get you entered for a chance to win a Thirstburst card. Just text me your favorite Christmas movie. First of all, let me just go on the record, and I'm sure you're not surprised because I have talked about my love of Hallmark movies. I love the community that is on full display in these movies. Yes, they center around strong neighborhoods and communities, and I continue to believe that's something we need more of. Now, as far as the more traditional Christmas movies, let me run down my list. I've broken it down into more recent films and then some of the more classic. First of all, I absolutely love Preacher's Wife with Whitney Houston. If you have not seen this, I promise you, it is time well spent. The music is spectacular. Elf. Who does not love Elf? It really seems as if that role was specifically written for Will Smith. My family and I, we enjoy that one every year. Fred Claus, another favorite of mine. Vince Vaughn, he's terrific in this. Christmas with the Cranks. I first got familiar with this before the movie. My parents gave us one Christmas that John Grisham book, Skipping Christmas. And it is a wonderful book. And then the movie version came out, and I really enjoyed that with Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis. Now, here's one that is a must-see for me. Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. This is a movie that I think a lot of people can relate to because, look, as much as we love the Christmas gatherings and get-togethers, there's always somebody at the holiday family gathering that has a way of prompting a little drama, right? There's always those moments where you're thinking, really? So I think you'll enjoy that one. And then This Christmas. This is a great story about the power of family. And again, the music in this, this is one of my favorite Christmas soundtracks. It's really good. One of my favorites is O Holy Night on this soundtrack. It's a really beautiful version of that classic song. All right, let's take a look at the oldies but goodies. It's a Wonderful Life. This is my husband John's absolute favorite. I really like it as well. I mean, who doesn't just love Jimmy Stewart, right? Christmas in Connecticut is a fun one. A Christmas Carol, that classic. There have been so many different twists and versions on that, but that classic, well, it's iconic. A Charlie Brown Christmas. This one, I am a huge fan of. And in fact, I have a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree at my house. And about 10 or 12 years ago, my parents, one year for Christmas, got me this little set of the Peanuts Gang, and you push a button and it lights up and they're singing, and it has become kind of a fan favorite in our house. And then, of course, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Love that animated, and also love the Jim Carrey version as well. And then I do have to bring into the mix Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. As a child, I remember just waiting for that to air. And for kids now, they don't understand that if you missed it back in the day, there was no VCR, there was no DVD. You had to make sure that you watched it, or you'd probably have to watch it next year. I remember my grandma, we lived next door to her, and she would cut out of the newspaper the schedule of all the Christmas movies. Remember back when we had about 3 television channels, and we would tape that with a little scotch tape on our fridge and be monitoring that so we didn't miss any of those classic animated Christmas. And finally, I cannot forget this one. This is one of our favorites in the family. We often like to have a little Polar Express party, get our pajamas on, and watch it with maybe a little hot chocolate. I like to serve breakfast for dinner. But now my kids are grown, and I'm hoping that we can have a Polar Express party, because I keep reminding them that you don't outgrow fun. But I don't know. I'll keep you posted on that one. It may be party of one for the Polar Express party at my house. Oh, nope. You know what? I am confident that my grandson Darius will get on board with the Polar Express party with me, even if no one else is on board for it. And I'm excited because he'll be up here for Christmas this year. KID crew, thanks so much for joining me for this special Christmas edition of the Jill Lynn Thomas Show. Have a great night, everybody.